this for me.
It's a very serious question. I watched your video last night, and I didn't understand the symbolism of the apple.
Oh, that's a good question. First of all,
symbolism of what?
Of the rabbit. There is a jumping rabbit. You haven't seen it.
From yesterday?
What?
From yesterday?
No. A different video. It's a clip on one of the songs from my CD. So there is a jumping rabbit over there, a dancing rabbit. Actually, it's one of the Avrechim that is saying Birkat Kohanim in Shabbos. This is that rabbit, first of all. Not gonna say who it is. No, it's not Avram. He doesn't like the rabbit? What? It doesn't symbolize nothing. It wasn't my idea at all. It was the idea of the one that made the producer of that clip. And the music, the words Al Sfat HaNachal, Yoshevet Ani Umecha Ka Omet Tzapa Lemi Lemi Lemi, sitting on the bank of the river and waiting, expecting, to who? This is a famous child song in Hebrew, very famous. And we took that as a pizmon, The part, the music part that repeats. So, and based on that, because Anachal, Al Sfat Anachal, on the bank of the river, it's Rabbeinu Nachal, that is the Nachal Novem Kol Chokma. So we took that as a, and it's hidden messages, means are hidden over there. But so, because that it's a child song, and we were looking for something funny, everyone that knows that song from childhood, when he's got to that, how you said the pizmon?
Refrain.
So he's smiling, everyone, because it's a surprise. It's very different from all of the words of the clip. It's a radical change in the words and in the music. It's something very different, very funny. So the producer, we thought that bunny will be funny. And
rabbit is a rabbi with tea.
Exactly, it's a rabbi with a tea. Drinks tea, a British rabbi. Yeah, great. So, thank you for watching us. Thank you. So, Bezat Hashem, yes, we learned the Mishnah, the new Mishnah in page Nun Aleph Amud Bet, and we learned also Rashi on the Mishnah yesterday. And now we're going to start the Gemara, Bezrat Hashem. Where is Nikoma? Still praying that he's going to come. Okay, Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. It's an argument between Rabbanan. That argument is coming from a Braita, like the argument that we saw in the Mishnah. We have that argument in a Braita also. Tanu Rabbanan, Dvarim shebein Bet Shammai uBet Hillel baSeuda. Things that are between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai in a meal. In the halachot that connects to Seuda, to a meal. Beit Shammai omrim. Beit Shammai are saying, Mevarech al hayom. The person should bless on the day first. Ve'achar kach mevarech al hayayin. And only after that, to bless on the wine. Like we saw, it's the same opinion like they had in the Mishnah. First of all, to make Yiddush Hayom, and after it, to make Yiddush on the wine. And now they're giving their reason. In that Braita, also the reason is written. Shehayom gorem layayin sheyavo. That the day, he is the reason that caused the wine to come. The day. So the day is more important. This is why, first of all, we're going to mention the day. Because without the day, we wouldn't say no bracha on the wine. And then we're going to bless on the wine. וכבר קידש היום, and the day already came, it was sunset already, we're doing the kiddush only after sunset, after even צאת הכוכבים, not after צאת הכוכבים, after sunset, ועדיין, כבר קידש היום, we know that actually, after שקיעה, וכבר קידש היום, and the day is already holy, been holy, become holy, ועדיין יין לא בא, and the wine haven't come yet. This is why, first of all, we have the obligation to say bracha by the shita of Bet Shammai on the day, and after it, on the wine. The wine is secondary. ובית הלל אומרים, so we saw two reasons for Bet Shammai, right? Two reasons. One, because that the day
the wine comes
because that the day caused the wine to come, and the second that the day came before and the wine haven't come yet. ובית הלל אומרים, and בית הלל are saying, מברך על היין, you should bless on the wine, ואחר כך מברך על היום, and only after that you're going to bless on the day, like the הלכה that we have today, first of all saying בורא פרי הגפן, thank you Rav Avraham, and only after it we're saying the ברכה, blessing on the day, מקדש השבת. Why? שהיין גורם לקדושה שתאמר, that the wine, he is causing the us to say the words of Kedusha. The words of Kiddush will never going to be said without wine. We will not going to say Kiddush on the day if we don't have wine. So actually, the wine, he is the reason for the bracha on the day also. Because without the wine, if you don't have, we know la'alacha, that if a person doesn't have wine, he will say it on the bread. But still, without the bread, he will not going to say, if he doesn't have a bread, if he doesn't have wine, he doesn't have bracha on the day. He will not going to say bracha. So the wine, by the shita of Bet Hillel, he is the reason that caused the bracha on the day. Davar acher, a second reason, Birkat hayayin tadira, the blessing on the wine is coming more often, uvirkat hayom, and the blessing on the day is not coming so often, means that and we have that rule, but first of all, what is the reason that the bracha on the wine is more often?
I don't think, maybe. In Rashi it's not written. Maybe.
I don't see another reason. Maybe because that wine, we can say bracha on it also in the regular days of the week. And maybe also because that in their days they were drinking wine, actually in most of the seudot, the ones that were able. Rambam is writing that it's very good for
digestion
to put water in the wine and to drink it. They didn't have all of the petel and juice that we have today, and they were drinking like that. They were making the wine very, very light, and they were drinking it with the food.
Also for Birkat Amazon.
All right, very good. So we have that answer also. Great. And we have that rule, and the bracha of Shabbos and holy days, we have them only in Shabbos and in holy days, so it's less often. And we have that rule, tadir v'sheino tadir, if there is something that comes often and something that doesn't, tadir kodem, the one that comes more often is first. V'alacha kedivre bet hillel, and the halacha is like v'shita of Bet Hillel, not like the Shita of Bet Shammai. So halakha like that we're doing today, saying the bracha on the wine first, Borei Pri HaGefen, and then blessing on the day, Mekadesh HaShabbat. My davar acher, the Gemara is asking, why, what's the reason that Bet Hillel said a second reason? Bet Hillel first of all said, we're saying first bracha on the wine and then on the day, because the wine, he is the one that caused the kedusha to be said. This is one reason. Second reason, because it comes more often. So, what's the reason to say second reason? You have a very good, strong reason. Also one reason. Why you need to make it stronger with a second reason? This is the answer of the Gemara. It's just showing that you're not preparing the shiurim, Rabbi Avram. That your genius, we knew it from the first time we saw you. The fact that you're not preparing the shiurim, it's pity. For the next shiur, you're all going to have to prepare yourself, because if you hope that I'm going to be able to explain you that sugya, you're dreaming. Next sugya is very hard. I tried, and Bezrat Hashem, I'm going to try some more, and you're going to help me also. So, the Gemara is asking, my davar acher, what's the reason from bringing a second reason, by the Shita, second proof for the Shita of Bet Hillel? And if you want to say, Hatam, Tarte, that over there means by the Shita of Bet Shammai, they brought two answers, they brought also two reasons. And here only one, so maybe it's weaker, so Bet Hillel wanted to bring a second reason also. Hachanami, Tarteninhu. Also here, so, also here, they brought two. Hachanami, they brought Tarteninhu. They have two. Bet Hillel brought two. Birkat Hayayin Tadira, uVirkat Hayom Eina Tadira, that the blessing on the wine is coming more often, and the blessing of the day is not coming so much. And we have that rule of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, and something that is more often, we're saying it first. Okay? So, this is the explanation. V'Halacha K'Divrei Bet Hillel. Now we're going to learn about that. We're going to try to understand about the why they mentioned to us that the Halacha is like Bet Hillel. Shita, it's obvious. We know that Halacha is like Bet Hillel. So why should tell us the Halacha is like Bet Hillel? Shita, it's obvious. The Hanafka, but call, because voice already been heard. The Schuttenstein here is quoting somewhere in Baba Metzia, now that's page 21. In Iruvin, the Gemara is saying, in Gemara Masechet Iruvin, that 3 years there was an argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. Those said Halacha is like us, and those say Halacha is like us. In the end, came a voice out from heaven, means the Shechina Kedusha itself spoke, Ve'amra, and said, Elu va'elu divrei Elohim chayim, those and those are words of Hashem Yitbarach, Ve'alacha ke'Bet Hillel, but to la'alacha, we're going to keep the Shita of Bet Hillel. All of what Bet Shammai said, it's truth, but the Alacha is like Bet Hillel. To understand it, we're going to be able to only in the world to come, hopefully, after maybe 20,000 years of eternity. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be pure enough to understand how those things can be. But, lemaise, we are taking the Shita of Bet Hillel la'alacha. How can it be that both of the opinions, one is saying that it's allowed, one is saying that it's not allowed, on both of them it's the opinion of Hashem? How can it be? We're talking on the same thing, exactly. We cannot understand it in this place when we are...
It's easy for, in this example, Bet Shammai says, first we say...
No, but generally, we're talking on the Shitot of Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. Both of them are truth. Can be that they have arguments also on Sheretz. if it's kosher or not kosher, and one going to contaminate and one going to purify. And now both of them are words of Hashem. So to understand it, it's impossible for us. This is why also the Shekhinah have to tell us that halakha is like Bet Hillel, because they know that we have to choose. You cannot, if both of them are Divrei Elokim Chaim, so let me choose. What's the problem? No, you cannot choose. You cannot. You don't have the ability to have two options. You're a human being. Like we talked about the Yedi'ah and the Bechira, on the knowledge that Enod Milvado, that there is nothing except of Hashem, and also that we know that we have a free choice and that we're going to be punished if we sinned and haven't done tshuva on it. So how can it be that I have a free choice if Enod Milvado? How can it be that there is Enod Milvado if I have a free choice, if I can choose, if I'm going to be punished on the fact that He is the only existence that there is? So it cannot be. But it is, just that we cannot grab it, and we cannot. And nothing can help us. We cannot. We need to find a way to live with those two realities that exist in the same time. And there is an advice, my amazing advice Arav Shalom gave, if you want. I'm just shortly gonna tell you that Arav Shalom said, when you're looking on the future, you have a free choice. You're going to choose. You want, you're going to do. You don't want, you're not going to do. When you're looking on your past, Enod Milvado. It was all from Hashem. Even that you chose it, just now. When it passed, Hashem wanted you to choose it. This is the right attitude. This is the right approach. That you can keep those two realities in the same time. Because if you're going to look in front and going to say Enod Milvado, you're not going to move a finger in Avodat Hashem. You're not going to progress in Avodat Hashem. And if on the past you're going to say it was all my free choice, you're going to chase after yourself and you're going to kill yourself on your mistakes. It's also not good. This is why on the future it's my free choice to do my best, to pray, to do all of the Ishtaduyot. On the past, Enod Milvado, Kach Hashem Rotzeh, this is how Hashem wants, and this is it. So also here, there are two realities. We cannot understand how can it be, but we're choosing the one Bet Hillel, the house of the one that praising Hashem Yitbarach, and we're going by that shita, praising Hashem Yitbarach. Okay, wonderful. So, this is the question. Why, Shalom Aleichem, why the Mishnah had to tell us, why the Braita had to tell us that the halakha is like the shita of Bet Hillel? It's obvious for us because we already heard the voice that came out from the sky and said that halakha like Bet Hillel. Why you should mention that? Vei bayit ema, and if you want to say le'achar bat kol, that it's after that the voice came out. If it was before that the voice came out, okay, we can understand. But if you want to say that it's after that the voice came out, v'Rabbi Yehoshua, and you want to say that it's by the shita of Rabbi Yehoshua, what is the shita of Rabbi Yehoshua? You want to say that the Braita that we just learned, the first Braita of the Gemara, that the Gemara brought, is by the shita of Rabbi Yehoshua. Which shita of Rabbi Yehoshua? There was that argument in Baba Metzia, in the oven of Achnai, in the argument that there was between Chachamim to Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And they were arguing. And the Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, in one of the arguments, he said, Bat kol tochiach. The voice from heaven going to prove which side is right. And Bat kol said, Rabbi Eliezer is right. And Rabbi Yehoshua in that situation said, you cannot bring a proof from Bat Kol. It's not a proof, Bat Kol. En mashgichin bevat kol. This is what he said. You not pay attention to Bat Kol. La'alacha, you're not checking. Now there's going to be a voice. We're not listening to it. Shulchan Aruch, we're sorry. We don't know if it's right, if it's kosher, if it's pure. Not. We don't know. We cannot count on it la'alacha. It's not a shita la'alacha. So, maybe you want to say that it's by the shita of Rabbi Yehoshua. By the shita, thank you very much. By the shita of Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua's shita is to say that you cannot count on Bat Kol. This is why here in that situation, Rabbi Yehoshua is going to say that we have to that the halakha is going to be like Bet Hillel. Why halakha like Bet Hillel? Because we don't care about that bat kol that we heard. We have to mention it in every sugiyah and sugiyah. We're not counting on bat kol to say whose side is right to halakha. So if you want to say that all of that issue is talking about after the voice been heard, but according to the shita of Rabbi Yoshua, the Amar that said, "En mashgichin bevat kol," all right. So it's not a question. It's just an explanation. They're explaining maybe. So now they're going to argue on that, of course, Baruch Hashem. But actually, this is an assumption. If you want to say, maybe it's by that shita. Vesavre Bet Shammai, and the assumption of Bet Shammai, the Birkat Hayom Adifa, that the blessing on the day is more important, can it be? Bet Shammai are saying to bless on the day first, and after it, to bless on the wine. Bet Hillel are saying bless on the wine, and then to bless on the day. So, do you want to say, the Gemara is asking, that for Bet Shammai, the day is more important than the wine? Behatanya, how can it be? We saw in the Braita, Hanichnas lebeito, if a person entered to his house, Bemotzei Shabbat, in Motzei Shabbat, this is the beginning of the next sugiyah that I told you that you need to prepare yourself. But we're going to continue. Yes, I don't know what to tell you on that. So, Batanya, how can it be? We saw, Nichnas lebeito b'motzei Shabbat. A person entered to his house in Motzei Shabbat. Mevarech al hayayin. He's going to bless on the wine. Ve'al ha-ma'or, and on the candle. Ve'al ha-besamim, and on incense. ואחר כך אומר הבדלה, and after it he gonna make הבדלה, means the words of המבדיל בין קודש לחול. ברוך אתה השם, המבדיל בין קודש לחול. ואם אין לו אלא כוס אחד, and if that person have only one cup, means that he will not gonna have wine for the ברכת המזון of סעודה רביעית, of fourth סעודה. This is the issue now. This is the problem. He is finishing his bottle of wine, barrel of wine, on that wine of Kiddu of Havdalah. And he will not going to have enough wine for the next Seudah, for Seudah Revi'it, Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So, what he should do, the Braita is saying, Menicho Le'achar HaMazon, he will keep it, leave it aside, until the end of the food, means wait with all of your Havdalah. Don't say birka, blessing on the wine, don't say blessing on incense, not on the candle, nothing. Sit and make your meal. Finish your Seuda, take your cup, say Kiddush on the wine, umeshalshelan kulan le'acharav, and then throw away all of the blessing after the wine. Means make all of the brachot of Avdalah, candle, incense, and Birkat Avdalah after Birkat Amazon, after Birkat Borei Peri Gefen of Seudah Revi'it. So actually, from here we saw that the blessing of the day, that it's Birkat Avdalah in that situation, gonna be after the wine. So, before we saw the shita of Bet Shammai, we said that the day is more important than the wine. And now they brought, how can it be? We have a brayta, they brought a brayta, that in that brayta we can see that there is a way to put the bracha on the wine after the bracha of the day, after the wine. So it contradicts the shita of Bet Shammai. That braita is contradicting. This is the easy part, Rabbi Isai. This is the easy part. Are you with us? Okay. Again. We don't know. We don't know who is saying that. We're going to see in the future. First of all, they're asking how can you say that the for Bet Shammai the day is more important than the wine? How can they say that? We have a Braita. That Braita is saying differently. That Braita is saying that if you have only one cup of wine, first of all, you're going to do Birkat Hamazon, means that the wine, and then you're going to say bracha on the wine, and you're going to throw all of brachot of Havdalah after the blessing of the wine. So from that you can see that the last blessing of Havdalah, that it is in that situation Birkat Hayom, the blessing of the day. It's the blessing of the day, because it's the blessing of the day. Because if it wasn't the blessing of the day, they wouldn't bring it here. This is all of their assumption. It is the blessing of the day. You will not going to bless it in no other day. And it's a blessing that comes because of the day.
Finish the Shabbat.
You finish Shabbat. It's a bracha of the day that it calls Motzei Shabbat, Sunday. First day. They said that we should say first day. We're going to change. We're going to make a revolution with that. First day, second day.
It's better.
Tell them about it. Okay. So the Gemara is asking, what's the problem? Maybe the Braita is not belong to Bet Shammai. We don't need Bet Shammai to fit to all other opinions that there are. They have their Shita, and that Braita is not by their Shita. Let's say the Dilma Bet Hillel. Maybe it belongs to Bet Hillel. And then you don't have a problem. Bet Hillel is holding a certain Shita, and Bet Shammai is holding a different Shita. Lo sal kadata. Don't assume that. You have to say that that Braita belongs also to Bet Shammai. Dektani, because they said Maor ve'achar kach besamim. Because it been said the word Maor, and after it, it been said besamim. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines before, you can see that in that Braita it's written Maor, that it's candle, it's light, and then besamim, that it's incense. This is the Shita that been said in the Braita. It's been said in the Braita, and now the Gemara is going to bring a proof that it's also the Shita of Bet Shammai.
Wasn't
it
in the Mishnah before?
No. In the Mishnah, Bet Shammai are saying, Ner umazon besamim ve'avdala. Ner umazon besamim ve'avdala. It's not Maor and then Besamim, candle and then incense. In the Mishnah, Bet Shammai are saying Ner, it's light, and food, Umazon, and food. We're talking on something else. It's a different sugya. You understand? You have here Birkat Amazon inside. So it's not that one. And the Gemara is going to bring the proof. Uman shamat le deit le haisvara. And who is the one that you know that is holding that assumption? Don't worry, Rabbosai, we're going to review that Sunday. Bet Shammai, it's Bet Shammai. Now they're bringing the proof that it's Bet Shammai. Detanya, because we learned in a Braita, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo nechleku Bet Shammai uvet Hillel al hamazon shebatchila. Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel are not arguing, never been argued on the food that's in the beginning, ve'al havdala shehi basof, and on havdala that's in the end. Ela ma nechleku, so on what they were arguing, al hamaor ve'al habesamim, on the candle and on the incense. Shebet Shammai omrim, that Bet Shammai are saying, Maor ve'achar kach besamim, light and then incense. Uvet Hillel omrim, and Bet Hillel are saying, besamim ואחר כך מאור, incense, and then the candle, the light, like that we're keeping the halakha today, like the shita of Bet Hillel also. So here we found the proof that actually that braita belonged to Bet Shammai, that Bet Shammai are saying, first of all, incense, and after it, first of all, light, and after that, incense, besamim, perfumes. בסדר? וממי דבית שמי היא? And where you found out, why you got to that assumption for sure that it's בית שמי? Maybe I'm going to give you, bring a proof that it's not belong to בית שמי. I suggest that we will not gonna... We feel ignorance enough, right? Oh, not yet. It's humbleizing us. Baruch Hashem. Okay, very good. This is why we came to the yeshiva today, actually. Fulfilling our job. So, וממי דבית שמי היא, where you found the proof that it belongs to בית שמי, ועליבה דרבי יהודה, and that it's by the שיטה of רבי יהודה. Just now we saw how we realized what was the way that the Gemara explained it to us, that that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai? By the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that the argument of Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai is only on incense and the light of the candle, and not on nothing else. And by the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, we saw that Bet Shammai have that Shita that is written in the Braita that calls Maor ubesamim, and after it incense, light, and after it incense. So maybe let's explain that Braita by a different Shita, not by the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe by another Shita, that Braita will not going to be belong to Bet Shammai at all, and then it's going to be of Bet Hillel. And if it's Bet Hillel, so you don't have to say what?
That the day is more important.
The day is more important than the wine. Alright, we're going to stop here with that Gemara. We're going to try Be'ezrat Hashem hopefully to learn it again on Sunday. Let's learn Rashi on the Gemara until here. Belin Elder. Gemara, Shehayom Gorem Rashi in the left side, in the page before. Shayom gorem layayin sheyavo, that the day he is the reason that caused the wine to come. This is the shita of Bet Shammai. Kos ze loba, that cup, he didn't come from no other reason except of Ela bishvil Shabbat lekiddush, only for Shabbos to make a kiddush. So the day he is the reason that brought the wine to the table. This is why Bet Shammai are saying to say bracha first of all on the day and after it on the wine. Ukvar kidesh hayom, and also the day already came. It's already Shabbos and we haven't blessed on the wine yet. Second reason of Bet Shammai. Mi shekiblo alav, from the moment that he accepted it on himself, or mitzet hakochavim, or from the moment that the stars, three medium stars, went out, you can see them, or from the moment that he accepted on himself. There are people that are starting their kiddush of Shabbat, their seuda, already before they accepted Shabbos on them before, and the only obligation that they have is to say kriyat shema bezmana. After the stars are going to come out, they're going to say kriyat shema. But they allow, if they accept the Shabbos 2 or 3 hours before, finished mincha, davened in public Mayriv. Only in public you're allowed to daven Mayriv before of Shkia. Only in public. Alone a person cannot do that. A lot of people, you don't need to be a Hasid or a Mikubal or I don't know, or a Mibulbal. Or you can be a normal person that you have kids that becomes to be tired very early. And you go and you pray Mayriv in Shabbos early, before of Shkia even, and you go home and sitting and doing Kiddush, even if it's still daylight. Just only have one obligation, that it calls Kriyat Shema Bezmana, that you have to say Kriyat Shema after the Kochavim comes out.
You can't
can't not daven Ma'arif Shabbat without a minyan?
No, you can. You cannot do that before of Shkia, before of Tzeta Kochavim, without a minyan. You have, there is time for Ma'arif. But for a group, they allow to pray earlier because of Torah Tzibur, because they don't want the public to vanish, to go, and they will. They came already to Bekneset, so let them pray.
Maybe you mean to see that in the Shmona Esra, you say the Kaddish Hashem. You've already said it.
Already, no, not only then. Only also if the person just said, Hareni mekabel alai tosefet lushat Shabbat, I'm accepting Shabbat on myself, this is it. Yes, it's Shabbat for you. You're not allowed to do no more melacha, even if the wife is screaming, but I need your help. What? You're so crazy. You accepted Shabbos on yourself already? What to do? Interesting Shabbos it's going to be, but you're not allowed to break Shabbos.
If you have a thin aluminum frying pan, it may have the shape of your head on it.
Yes, can be very interesting. Everyone with his experience.
And you deserve it.
All right. So...
Sfiras Omer, right?
What?
In the summertime,
Sfiras
Omer.
It
has to be...
Right after Sfiras Omer. You don't, on that, you don't have... yes, you're right. It's another obligation, like Kriyat Shema, have to be after Tzeta Kochavim, Sfirat Omer. Great. וכבר קידש היום, מי שקיבלו עליו, מצאת הכוכבים. ועדיין יין לא בא, and the wine didn't come yet, לשולחן, to the table. וכשם שקודם לכניסה, and exactly as that the day was earlier when he entered, כך קודם לברכה. Also, he's going to be earlier in the blessing. We're going to bless on it before. שהיין גורם לקדושה שתאמר, but בית הלל שיטה is to say that the wine is before. Why? Because the wine, he is causing the kedusha to be said, to be said. שאם אין יין, that if you don't have wine, לא מקדשים, you're not blessing, you're not making kiddush. והמקדש על הפת, and also the person that is saying kiddush on bread, גם הוא במקום יין. It's also instead of wine, so it counts like wine. וברכת הפת קודמת, and the blessing of the bread gonna be before, like the blessing of the wine. This is the shita of Bet Hillel. And Bet Hillel brought a second reason, tadir kodem, something that is more often. So we gonna say it before. Nafkalan, we learned it b'masechet zvachim, in the Gemara masechet zvachim, mehaikra, from the verse דכתיב במוספין, that it's written on the sacrifices of מוסף, מלבד עולת הבקר, except of the sacrifice, עולת הבוקר, I'm sorry, מלבד עולת הבוקר, except of the sacrifice of the morning, אשר לעולת התמיד, of the sacrifice of always. We have sacrifice of always, קורבן התמיד, and we're adding the sacrifice of the morning to it. Ta'asu et ele, you're going to make those milvad, what it means except, why they wrote except of, mashma, it comes to tell us, le'achar she'ikravtem hatamid, after that you sacrifice already the sacrifice of always, of tamid, that it's more often, תקריבו המוספים, you're going to sacrifice the מוסף, the one that you're adding today, וכדר שינן, and we learned over there, אשר לעולת התמיד, that it's, because that it's written, אשר לעולת התמיד, of the sacrifice of always, all of those words are extra words, קרא יתרה, those words are extra, למילך, to teach us, de bishvil shehi tamid, that because that it's always, that it's more frequent, hekdima hakatuv, the verse brought it first, that we're going to know, to make it before, first. Umikan atalamed, and from here you're learning, lechol atmidin, to all other things that are coming more often. ורבי יהושע היא, and it's רבי יהושע that שיטה maybe, בבבא מציאה, in the Gemara, מסכת בבא מציאה, בתנורו של אחנאי, in the oven of אחנאי, בפרק הזהב, in the chapter of the gold, page 9. ומשלשלן, and throwing them, לשון שלשלת. כלומר, like a chain, means, כלומר, סודרן לאחר המזון, fixing them one after the other, like a chain, after the food. So over there we saw a shita that contradicts the shita of Bet Shammai. Okay? This is it. We see Rashi also, Bezat Hashem, next week. I want maybe that we're going to be able to learn Gemara also in Thursdays. I'm trying to work on that we will not going to learn only 4 days a week Gemara. We're also going to have Thursday. Okay.